Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for CEMEX, a major player in the building materials space. If you're not familiar with CEMEX, let me give you the quick rundown. Based out of Mexico, this company is a global leader in the production and distribution of cement, ready-mix concrete, and aggregates. They operate in the construction materials industry within the broader industrial sector, with a massive footprint across multiple regions and a workforce of thousands. For long-term investors like us, CEMEX is often seen as a play on infrastructure and housing growth, but there's a lot to unpack about their current position and future potential. So let's dive into the latest updates, performance trends, and a detailed SWOT to see if this stock fits your portfolio. First, let's talk about what's been happening with CEMEX recently. From the latest news and earnings call for the third quarter of 2025, it's clear the company is riding some positive momentum. They've reported strong quarterly results with notable growth in key markets, and management seems pretty bullish on infrastructure and housing demand driving future opportunities. However, they've also flagged challenges in certain regions, which we'll dig into later. Performance-wise, CEMEX has shown mixed results over different time frames. Short-term, the stock has had some volatility over the past month, but zooming out to the one-year and five-year performance, there are signs of resilience compared to industry averages, though it's not exactly outpacing the sector. The construction materials space itself is seeing steady demand, but there are headwinds we can't ignore. With that backdrop, let's break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a clearer picture. Strengths. Solid financial performance. Looking at the latest earnings call summary for Q3 2025, CEMEX posted strong consolidated results. Revenue and operating income metrics from recent income statements show consistent growth in key areas, which is a great sign for long-term stability. Their gross profit margin is holding up well compared to industry peers, suggesting they're managing costs effectively, even in a competitive space. Global presence and diversified revenue. The geographic revenue segments highlight CEMEX's wide reach across multiple regions. This diversification helps cushion against localized downturns. When one market struggles, others can pick up the slack. It's a structural advantage for a company in an industry tied to regional economic cycles. Strong operating cash flow. Digging into the cash flow statements, CEMEX is generating healthy net cash from operating activities. This gives them flexibility for reinvestment or debt management, which is critical for a capital-intensive business like this. Free cash flow yield also looks decent, signaling they're not just burning through cash. Industry positioning. As a leader in cement and concrete, CEMEX benefits from being in an industry with high barriers to entry. Their scale and established relationships with large infrastructure projects give them an edge over smaller competitors. Weaknesses. Debt burden. One red flag that jumps out from the balance sheet and key metrics is the debt-to-equity ratio. It's on the higher side, which isn't uncommon for this industry, but still poses a risk if interest rates climb or if cash flows take a hit. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they manage this leverage. Regional challenges. Despite their global footprint, the Q3 2025 earnings call mentioned specific markets underperforming. While they didn't name names, it's clear that not all regions are firing on all cylinders, which could drag on overall growth if these issues persist. Valuation concerns. The current price-to-earnings ratio and price-to-sales ratio suggest CEMEX isn't exactly a bargain right now compared to historical averages for the industry. Even looking at forward PE estimates, the stock doesn't scream undervalued, which might make some value-focused investors hesitate. Volatility in short-term performance. While long-term trends are more stable, the one-week and one-month performance metrics show some choppiness. For us long-term folks, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does hint at potential near-term uncertainty that could test your patience. Opportunities. Infrastructure and housing growth. Management's optimism in the earnings call about infrastructure and housing demand is a big green light. Globally, governments are pumping money into public works, and urbanization trends aren't slowing down. CEMEX is well positioned to capture a chunk of this spending, especially in emerging markets. Operational improvements. The earnings summary hinted at ongoing efforts to streamline operations and boost margins. If they can execute on these initiatives, we could see better profitability down the line, which would be a nice tailwind for the stock. Sustainability push. While not heavily detailed in the data, there's an underlying trend in the industry toward greener practices. If CEMEX can innovate or market themselves as a sustainable leader in construction materials, they could attract ESG-focused capital, which is a growing pool of money. CapEx returns. Their investments in property, plant, and equipment, as seen in the cash flow statements, could pay off if targeted at high-growth regions or efficiency gains. For long-term investors, this kind of capital expenditure can translate into stronger competitive positioning over time. Threats. Economic sensitivity. The construction materials industry is tightly linked to economic cycles. If we see a slowdown in key markets or a broader recession, demand for CEMEX's products could drop sharply. The sector performance data shows some softness over certain periods, which is a warning sign. Competitive pressure. Even with their scale, CEMEX faces stiff competition from other global and regional players. If pricing power weakens or if competitors innovate faster, margins could get squeezed. The industry's average PE ratio suggests valuations are tight across the board, so there's little room for error. Regional instability. With operations spread across multiple geographies, political or economic instability in key regions could disrupt operations. The earnings call flagged challenges in specific markets, and while details are sparse, it's a reminder that global exposure cuts both ways. Rising input costs and interest rates. While not directly in the data, the high debt levels make CEMEX vulnerable to rising interest rates, and the industry is prone to input cost inflation. If raw material prices spike or borrowing costs increase, profitability could take a hit. So, where does this leave us with CEMEX? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. From a long-term investment perspective, there's a lot to like here. The company's global presence and strong financials in key areas provide a solid foundation, and the tailwinds from infrastructure spending could drive meaningful growth over the next decade. However, the debt levels and regional challenges are real hurdles, and the stock's current valuation doesn't offer much of a margin of safety for new investors jumping in right now. For those already holding, it might be worth riding out the short-term volatility to see how management tackles these headwinds and capitalizes on growth opportunities. If you're intrigued by CEMEX or just want to stay on top of market movers, make sure to stick with us at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus our concise SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts on CEMEX in the comments. Do you see it as a core holding for the long haul, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next analysis.